Fair, foul, and out of play territory. The white lines on a baseball field are not baselines. They are foul lines. And unlike in basketball and football, those lines are in play because they are in fair territory. Further, the position of a fielder's feet doesn't matter when determining whether a batted ball is fair or foul. The position of the ball, when it is either first touched by a fielder, or when it enters the outfield, or when it stops rolling, is all that matters. If a batted ball is touched in fair territory before it passes first or third base, it is forever a fair ball. If it stops in fair territory before it passes first or third, it is fair. If it rolls into first or third base, it is fair. If a squib hit starts out in foul territory, but spins into and stays in fair territory in the infield before it's touched, it's a fair ball. If the ball is in flight over foul territory and is touched, it is foul even if the fielder who touched it was standing in fair territory. If the ball lands beyond first or third base in fair territory, it is fair no matter what happens to it next. If it lands beyond first or third in foul territory and then rolls into fair territory, it is still foul. Out of play territory. In Prospect Park, out of play territory consists of all concrete paving. Additionally, the umpires extend the back fence of the dugouts to infinity. Any area outside of those imaginary lines and the lines themselves are out of play. No catch can be made in out-of-play territory. Further, a ball that is caught in playable territory that is carried into out-of-play territory creates an immediate dead ball, and all base runners are awarded one base from their time of pitch position. Foul territory must be clear of equipment and spectators. All spectators must be in out-of-play territory, and there are two reasons for this. If a player is well coached and there's a pop-up, that player should take off after that ball at full speed. The player should never have to wonder if there is someone or something in the way. If there are spectators or other teams warming up in another field's playable territory, the players cannot play fully and freely, and that is not fair to them. Additionally, if there is a collision with another team's players or spectators that takes place in playable territory and the player gets hurt, all sorts of liability issues come into play that no one wants to have to face. The field is for players and coaches only. No one else should ever be in playable territory.